It's the Big Wake Up Call on AM 1280 WBIG. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and so excited to talk to our next guest. He is an absolute legend of comedy. Of course, he spent years opening for Frank Sinatra. He appeared on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson more than 60 times. I'm sure he'll have some thoughts on this amazing new DVD set, The Tonight Show, The Vault Series. We are going to chat with Tom Dreesen. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ryan, thank you. And by the way, you know I live in Los Angeles, California now, but I'm in Chicago right now.
Yeah, and I wanted to congratulate you. I know tomorrow you're getting a big honor at the Museum of Broadcast Communications.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to go over my career, how I started out in Chicago and all the places I worked, you know, and then take me to The Tonight Show where my whole life changed. You know, that first appearance on The Tonight Show, my whole life changed.
You know, there's so many opportunities for comedians today with podcasts and online and streaming. It's easy to lose sight of just how important Johnny Carson's Tonight Show was for stand-up comedians. I mean, that was it if you were going to be a stand-up.
We're, in 1975, wherever you went in America, people say, what do you do for a living? You say, I'm a stand-up comedian. The next question out of their mouth was, oh, yeah, have you ever been on Johnny Carson?
Yeah.
If you hadn't been on Carson, in the eyes of America, you might want to be a comedian. You might going to be a comedian, but you weren't one now. And so everybody, you know, when Johnny Carson left New York in 1972 and went to the West Coast in 1975, we all migrated out there, all the comedians, you know, to try to get on The Tonight Show because it was so important. Freddie Prinze did one appearance on The Tonight Show. He got a sitcom the next day, you know, and so that show was so powerful. And that's why this, you know, Vault series that they're coming out with, they have a 12 full shows of over, you know, 2 hours of, in fact, including the commercials of that day, you know, they're going to be sold, you know, only at Costco, you know. And then October 4th, as you know, they're releasing the three DVD, six DVD, and 12 DVD sets, a total of 24 shows that are like over 4 hours with bonus clips, you know. And then you'll see, you know, you can show people who have not watched that show, say, this is what we watched in our day, and you'll note what Jimmy Fallon learned from Johnny Carson or David Letterman learned from Johnny Carson, you'll see similarities that they studied this guy, Johnny Carson. You know.
Well, it's absolutely incredible, and I was able to watch some of these over the weekend. I felt like I should have found an old TV in my parents' basement and watched it that way, but I did feel like it wasn't a time capsule, and you expect to see, oh, this is some old, dated, grainy TV show, but wow, I felt like it was still alive, and just watching Johnny in his prime, I'm like, that's the master of a talk show, and I don't think anyone's going to do it better.
No, you know, a person is an artist in any endeavor when they make their work look, one word, effortless.
Yeah.
Johnny Carson made it look easy, and it isn't, but he made it look easy. You were very comfortable with him. At nighttime, you know, a husband and wife, they worked all day and come home, you got problems and kids, and you're trying to make money to get the kids off to school and all these other things, and you got a second job, and you come home and you watch the news, and there's all kinds of terrible things happening in the world, but you switch over to Johnny, and he was going to make you smile and laugh, and before you went to sleep with a smile on your face because you watched Johnny. So he was so important to America, and those shows, again, hold up to this day.
Well, and being a familiar friend, and one thing I always appreciated about your comedy, Tom, is you could be playing an arena show in front of 10,000, or you could be doing a club, and no matter what, I felt like you were able to relate to us in the audience one-on-one. How do you bring intimacy into that room no matter where you go?
Well, you know, I always like to, and watching Johnny really helped me a great deal. You know, you react, you say, it's like your wife says to you, you know, look, there's 20 people in the living room, and dinner's not ready yet. I don't have it ready yet. I want you to walk out and go out in the living room and tell them some of those funny stories until dinner gets ready. And so you walk out into your living room, and you say, you know, dinner will be ready in a little while, but let me tell you what happened to me today. I'm on my way to the bank, you know, and it's a conversation,
yeah,
not a presentation. So that's what I always struggled, you know, strive to do when I first started off, to make it look like a conversation, not a presentation. And I learned that from watching Johnny every night.
How long did you have to work to break in a new set before you went on The Tonight Show? I imagine you guys were, you know, back then, before people could film it and put it on YouTube the next day, I imagine you guys, like, really tried this out in club after club.
Well, you know, I did. You know, what I would do, once I got carte blanche, first of all, it took me years to develop the material that I first did on The Tonight Show, but once I started getting on The Tonight Show regularly, I knew that I could call them and tell them I'm ready on March 18th, you know, 3 or 4 weeks away, that they would book me.
Oh, that's great.
Sometimes I felt like necessity is the mother of invention, so when I didn't have any material ready, I would call them and say, I'll be ready on March 18th, like a month away. And they'd say, you're on. And now I'd be like crazy. I got to come up with this material, you know. So it would force me, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. I would go to the clubs every night with my tape recorder and get that next shot ready, you know.
I can't believe you would book yourself and then write material. That is incredible.
Yes, that's what I did. And because it was just the way, you know, you have to learn when you're in show business, what makes you work? What makes you creative? So you find those things out, you know, and when you find it, you know, you find how you it makes you tick. Then you know, that's when you're on your way, you know, because you can't be creative just one part of your life in our business. If you're going to last, you've got to keep coming up with new material and keep becoming, you know, and recreate yourself time and time again.
Well, Tom, it's been an honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for calling in. Congratulations on the Museum of Broadcast Communications honor, and come back anytime, and we'll talk comedy.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you, Ryan.